It's time to talk Valley Falls Dragons football one final time here on FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Wyatt Hofstra. Johnny Kane here with you. Last week, a great win for the Valley Falls Dragons. Took on Washington County, a 28-26 victory to earn the Dragons a spot here in the eight-man playoffs. So, coach, just an electric atmosphere, an electric win for your guys. I mean, plenty of chances to fold in that game, but they find a way to win 28-26 over Washington County. So you just had to be extremely proud with just the way your guys fought there on Friday.
Yeah, I was. We came from a couple different situations. I think that it was 0-0 in the first quarter, and Washington County scored first in the second. So, I mean, it was already just a battle back from the beginning. We were getting some stuff adjusted, seeing how they wanted to play us. I was telling the guys we were moving pawns around. You know, football's a chess game, and it takes a long time to get going sometimes. So they're pretty resilient in that fact, and we took a 14-12 into half, and then third quarter, I think I was just looking back, and there was no score again in the third quarter. And the fourth quarter was pretty electric. We were up, and then we were down, and then we got back up with 15 seconds left. So even with about a minute 10, when Washington County had the ball, I think that our guys, there wasn't quit in them, and they knew that they still had a chance. Final bell hadn't sounded, so it was really good by them battling back, and I think everybody bought in and said we can do this, and we got that last score.
Yeah, I know last week we talked about just so many different guys that you have that can be weapons on this offense, trying to get them all the football. One guy we really haven't talked about is Solomon Drinkard. He was big there on Friday with a couple of touchdown receptions from Dylan Cervantes. He's a guy that really probably hasn't gotten the credit he deserves this year, but he's been pretty good. What do you see from him there on Friday?
Solomon honestly did outstanding on Friday. He's been begging me for the ball all year, and it's just kind of the way that it's been going. I mean, his brother's a senior, and big, strong back, and Dylan and Zach, and then Trent and Avery added to the mix is that we have a plethora of really good athletic kids that can handle the ball. And so he just was accidentally kind of at the bottom of that list just by, you know, no one's really fault, but he showed up big. The Washington County covered the guys out to the right, and then he slipped down the middle and found a seam, and Dylan got him the ball, and he made the catch and scored on both of them. So that was really good. But defensively, he's been playing outstanding all year. He's a guy that averages like a 10 or 11 tackles a game. He's one of the state leaders on the Sports in Kansas list, so he'll get a patch at the end of the season, which he's really excited about. But as a sophomore, it's awesome to see just his motor does not quit, and he just loves being in on defense. He was pretty happy about getting the ball, but I think that if you told him he could score a touchdown or get 10 tackles in the game, he'd probably take the 10 tackles.
And again, that big win earned your guys a spot here in the eight-man playoffs beginning coming up tonight. You'll travel to Little River. It'll be a tough matchup, but we'll talk about that when we come back here on the Valley Falls Dragons Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Valley Falls Dragons Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Wyatt Hofstra. And well, coach, again, that win last week secured your guys a spot in the playoffs. But you get a tough draw. You're going to go on the road to Little River, a long trip for your guys. Little River, the defending state champions and the number one ranked team in the state. So heading into this game, how do you just approach going into this game against a tough opponent tonight?
I think that we approach it as, I mean, they're going to do what they do. They've done it to everyone all year, and we know how they're going to come out and play, and they're going to be physical and fast and aggressive. And I think that we focus on our responsibility and our tasks, and each play go 1-0. And if you go 0-1 on a play, you go 1-0 on the next one. You know, football's a long game. They score on a drive, then we get the ball. And we can focus on our responsibilities, go down the field and control what we can control. So they're a very good team on film. And, but also I think that, you know, our guys, could also do stuff that could hurt them. I think, passing wise, we could maybe probably do pretty well, but, kind of depends on the wind tonight. It's supposed to be gusts of 50 miles an hour. So up there at that game that you had with us in Donovan West, maybe it might be similar to that, but, we'll see how that goes, but I think that if we come out and hit them as hard as they're going to want to hit us, I think that it should be a good matchup.
Should be a good matchup, as you mentioned, and we look forward to seeing what you guys can accomplish here tonight. But, Coach, with this being the final time we're going to talk here this year, I just want to get your overall thoughts on the season as a whole. I know that you've been pretty pleased with what you've seen from your guys here this year. You've had a couple of big wins, and you've been pretty much right even keel, 4-4 here getting into this Week 9 game. So, just overall, what have been your thoughts on this 2021 season? What are you going to remember?
I thought it was a really good season, 2021 season, especially my first year. I learned so many things that I, for next year, that I would do differently or change or increase or decrease, just in being a first-year head coach and making that transition from assistant. But as far as, and since we're leaving eight-man ranks, it was our last year in eight-man. I think it was our best year in eight-man. It was the most wins we've had since coming over in 16. And it was a non-losing season. First time we've done that since 2010. So I think it's not necessarily a high note, but it's a good step out of the eight-man box, going back into the 11-man box and having some league schedules and teams next year. So it was good from the guys. I thought the seniors did really well. The big kids up front, offensive and defensive line, did a good job. Our skill guys, they did what they needed to do. I think that there's you know, 5 or 10 plays here and there that could have went differently throughout the year. You know, maybe that Donovan West game was kind of a toss up. Both teams pretty evenly matched. Some, a couple games that, you know, maybe we didn't prepare as well for, or we, came out kind of laxed. They could have just looked a little different on the scoreboard, but, 4-4 overall, it was, not right where we wanted to be, but it was good, in that we achieved, you know, a non-losing record, and then made state playoffs back-to-back years. So,
well, Coach,
I was happy with the build.
Well, Coach, you certainly look forward to seeing what your guys can accomplish. Hopefully pick up a big win tonight against Little River, and we'll talk to you soon. But, Coach, thank you for all the time you really have taken out this year. We certainly do appreciate it, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you do.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's Wyatt Hofstra, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.